clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Well, good morning and welcome. It is the third hour of our get together on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Big day today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Inauguration Day. It's all going on. Joining us right now from Epoch Times, Nanette Holt. Good morning, Nanette. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Well, fantastic, all things considered. I mean, my Lions got beat, but we move forward. The Eagles won, so at least Mom in heaven's happy. Yeah, way to go, Mom. All right, so how come you're not at the inauguration? I know you're kind of big-time insider, got lots of friends and family involved.
I'm also a sixth-generation Florida girl. We don't go into single-digit.
Yeah.
We don't go into single-digit weather if we can help it. No, our team is very busy today. We have a bureau right there next to the Capitol. They are running around. Logistics are crazy. Yesterday I was buzzed. Last minute, the Secret Service was going to brief everyone on how we could get around. It's been quite something. I don't remember this much chaos ever around, but controlled chaos around an inauguration. There's just... Yeah, I guess a lot has been learned about safety, and boy, it's moving fast. A lot happening today.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. One of my questions is threat concerns for today, for the event. What's the latest that you're hearing? Any kind of buzz, any kind of special alerts or anything else that we can talk about related to that?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of chitter chatter about, oh, they moved everything inside because there was a worry that, you know, there'd be an assassination attempt. I don't think that's true. We might find out later it was true. There was quite a bit of chitter chatter about the president or president-elect going to Arlington National Cemetery, beautifully laying, you know, a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. People said, oh, why did, you know, he was out in the open. It's a longstanding tradition. It was a little early, so then there was a lot of chatter that he'd already been sworn in. Is he really the president right now? Are they not telling us? You know, these types of things happen all the time. But no, we're not really hearing anything special. We did have a staff meeting. You know, we've had a lot of staff meetings about coverage, making sure we bring our readers the, you know, very best that we can. And there was a little concern about maybe we shouldn't just rely on digital cameras in case there was an EMP attack, which of course takes out digital electronics.
Anything digital.
Electrical.
Yeah.
There was a question of whether we should be shooting some film today too. So everyone's very wide, you know, eyes open wide about what could happen, but we don't have any special knowledge about any particular threat.
It's got to be a handful for people that do have to deal with that, because you could get the one-off, the weirdo, in large crowds. So maybe moving it inside will help to kind of take care of that particular threat if it exists. And that's what they worry about. The crowds are just going to be so large that that's the possibility. You get like, you know, the one-off, the single, the anomaly, whatever. And then you talk about bigger threats like an EMP and... you know, that obviously is concerned, because anytime there's a transition of power, it's considered a possible time of weakness for us in the eyes of some of our enemies. So, yeah, I to me, there's more of a heightened concern, I think, than I've had in years past.
Yeah, but the hopefulness is a bit overwhelming, too. I've been paying attention to these for quite some time now. I don't remember this kind of hopefulness, and the outrage that I expected from the other side politically just really hasn't happened. So I think my perception is, in talking with people, that, you know, they're ready to admit, some on the other side, that a lot of what's being discussed that will happen today in executive orders, maybe more than 100 immediately to turn things around, maybe that these things, changes are for the good. So it's been very interesting. The hopefulness that would bring people out in 4-degree weather for miles. These are not all young people, but you know, there's a lot of older people, veterans, literally miles, lines miles long in the cold overnight, just to, because they say they want to support the president. They're not trying. They don't have any, you know, fantasy about getting into anything. They just want to support the president. I think that's amazing.
Well, I think the fact that he won the popular vote, he won the Electoral College, and as you said, combined with that, some very obvious issues like the border. I mean, that really comes to mind. When you put all that together, I think that's one of the reasons why we're not seeing this same kind of outrage that we saw the first time that President Trump won. I don't think there's not nearly as much shock. And I think a lot of people are like, well, I might not like Trump, but we sure were headed in the wrong direction. So, yeah, let's go with the flow kind of thing.
Honestly, there's some executive orders planned for today that would appeal to people on both sides of the aisle. You know, President Trump has come out and said he wants to save TikTok. So that's going to appeal to a lot of people on the left who are outraged at losing TikTok, huge data gathering mechanism for China and the CCP. But, you know, he wants to find a safe way to preserve that. He wants to immediately today pause any wind turbines that people say might be killing whales. He's going to pause those. I read the numbers recently on the number of wind turbines, these huge turbines that we'll have out in the Atlantic, along the Atlantic seaboard. So many of them, and we're not sure what they're doing, but we know that mammals are not doing well in the ocean right now. So a lot that would appeal to people on the left may happen today. Of course, they're not going to be happy with the border being closed, the, you know, officers being deployed to areas with a lot of illegal immigrants to be rounded up, people committing crimes. They'll immediately be gone. But, you know, I think there's going to be broad support.
Yeah, I mean, it's two different issues. People come across the board legally. When you have true migration, most Americans are okay with that.
Of course.
But I think we all agree that if you did get across the border and you are committing crimes even beyond that,
right,
that basically you blew your shot, so to speak. I mean, so most people would agree with that. So we know what they're going to do. He's going to take the right and proper action and try to get rid of the bad folks first that are committing heinous crimes. And, you know, the media, though, will find the one case of the person who, you know, you can be the tearjerker where, look, he's being ripped from his family and the only place he's ever known. You know, that's what they'll play up. Yet when Lake and Riley was murdered brutally, they were way too quiet on that whole thing.
Well, of course. And I had a conversation with a very wise man about that very expectation this morning. But I will say, that's why you choose your media wisely, because not all media will be in that manipulation mode. I believe very much in what the Epoch Times does. And, you've got to be careful about what you read and what you believe.
One of the things I like about Epoch Times, they dig into stories, do a little bit more research. So this is either an idea for a future story, you already have the answer. As we worry about our energy needs moving forward, I think it could be time for the idea of built differently than they used to be, but nuclear power. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think nuclear power is a big favorite from people who like clean energy.
Okay.
I know today President Trump plans to sign some executive orders to do what he says will unleash Alaskan energy. Of course, that's not nuclear energy, but I would expect you would see a lot more nuclear energy. And we have a beat reporter on the energy beat. He's in Florida, actually. He's based in Florida, and he travels the country. And you can expect to see some good stuff from him on nuclear energy very shortly.
Looking forward to it. Now, you also had some pretty impressive news from a family friend who's being honored.
Yes. So Jacksonville man Robert Ingram got notified last week that they would very much like for him to come up to the inauguration, because they were going to dedicate a destroyer and name it, put his name on the side of it. He had extremely impressive military heroics in Vietnam. A picture of him is familiar to a lot of people. It won the Pulitzer Prize. Brings tears to my eyes to think about it, but he had picked up a wounded Vietnamese child and was running, and that was on the cover.
And he was wounded at the time.
I believe that was when he was wounded, or he was wounded shortly after that. But he kept rescuing people, and it was a very poignant picture that won the Pulitzer, him running on the cover of Life magazine. And but he's 80. He was celebrating his 80th birthday this weekend, and I had family there, and he said, well, I'm not just going to run to D.C. just because they called.
So
he was not there to break the bottle of champagne over the bow.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's a pretty big honor, and it sounds like he definitely was deserving of it. Nanette Holt, Epoch Times, always appreciate your insight.
Happy to be here.
Stay
Thank
warm.
You for having me.
Stay
yes,
warm,
sir.
Stay warm, Florida girl. It is 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show on 97.3 The Sky.